Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio, September 11th. This is a National Day of Remembrance, officially called Patriot Day, and events going on in and around our tri-state region in North Canaan at St. Joseph's Church. They opened up the church at midnight with a rosary for the protection of the United States. At 6 a.m., the rosary for the soul of each person killed in the terror attacks on September 11th. At noontime today, a rosary for the soul of each man and woman of the armed forces of the United States of America who have fought and died in Operations Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and the War on Terror. At 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. 6 o'clock this evening, a rosary for the soul of each police officer, firefighter, and emergency medical personnel killed responding to the attacks of September 11th. And at midnight tonight, a rosary for peace for the men and women of the military who work even to the point of sacrificing their own lives to bring about peace and justice. Patriot Day 9-11-01, memorial.com for more information. In Wissahick, the World Peace Sanctuary will hold a U.S. prayer ceremony. That'll happen at 5:30 this evening at 26 Benton Road. Outdoors, open to the public. Accommodations will include seating and social distancing. You're asked to wear a face mask upon arrival. In Columbia and Greene County today at 8:46:40 will mark 19 years since the Flight 11 crashed into the north face of the World Trade Center. In Columbia and Greene counties, ceremonies are taking place in Cairo and in Kinderhook today. In Great Barrington, a tradition continues. Donald Barrington says he still gets choked up every time this year. It's a season of grief when he plants hundreds of American flags around Great Barrington to honor the firefighters and police who died responding to the World Trade Center attacks. Quote, those guys never knew what to expect that day, end quote, he said. He carted more flags out to the lawn on Stockbridge Road, where they'll total about 250 where he lives alone. He's been doing it every year since 2002, also the year his mother died, September 14th. Quietly, he says the word special. Barrington 66 works in the bakery at the Big Y supermarket. He plants a flag for each first responder who died in the attack, 343 flags for the firefighters installed at the fire station, and 71 for police on the lawn at the police station. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon and Sharon Historical Society present an evening with Ed Kirby, author of The Making of Iron Industrial Age. That is tonight at 7 o'clock, part of the virtual book signing 2.0 event, moderated by Christine Beer, Executive Director of the Historical Society. It'll be followed by a question and answer period. Books are available for borrowing or purchase from the library. The event is free, but donations will be accepted. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Pine Plains looking for volunteers with strong backs and pickup trucks to assist the senior citizens with Town Cleanup Day. Contact Alice at the Town Hall at 518-398-8600, extension 1. Coming up on Saturday in Cornwall, from 10 to 2, it's the library book sale live outdoors. And at 5 o'clock, Peter Del Tedici will talk on plant root systems via Zoom. The art and movie dinner for the Equus Effect, the 7th annual fundraiser at the Four Brothers Drive-In Theater in Armenia, has been sold out for Saturday night. More information on the Equus Effect at equuseffect.org. At Sharon Playhouse on Saturday night at 8 p.m., Ivy League of Comedy, a premier group of stand-up comedians touring America known for their elite brand of clever comedy. You've heard them on late night TV and Comedy Central. You can see them live on stage. The Ivy League of Comedy honors audiences with original, well-written comedy that does not resort to playing on stereotypes or picking on the audience. Molly Collins, Sean Eli, and Carrie Louise. Parking lot opens at 6:30. Contact SharonPlayhouse.org to see if there are more tickets available. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad will have a takeout pancake breakfast on Sunday at 7:30 to 10:30 at the firehouse. Pancakes, French toast, eggs, potato, sausage, and bacon. Pre-orders can be called in at 860-364-7427. Note pickup time on the half hour. Social distancing and masks are requested. No eating on the site. And on Sunday at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the Millerton Movie House, two silent classics with live accompaniment from music guests Donald Sosin and Joanna Seaton, Grandma's Boy and the Blacksmith Drive-In Movie Event. It's a fundraiser for the Movie House in Millerton. It's at the Playhouse. It starts with the gates opening at 6, introduction at 7:15, movie at 7:45. Once again, 52 cars will be allowed in. To see if there's tickets, you can check at the Movie House's website, themoviehouse.net, or you can also check with the website at Sharon Playhouse, sharonplayhouse.org. Dutchess County recorded its first deaths from COVID-19 since July 16th. It was released that it happened last week, first death in more than 50 days in Dutchess County. The State Department of Transportation Deputy Commissioner gave members of the Northwest Hills Council of Governments an overview of how the 3,000-person agency is operating amongst COVID-19. Most employees are working in person because, of course, their jobs can't be done from home. As expected, traffic is down since the start of the pandemic because of the decrease in workday commuting. One benefit of less traffic, the department has been able to accomplish more work on state roads, according to the report. 10 area districts in New York welcome students back to school this week, either virtually or in person. Both Pauling and Rhinebeck districts began in-person introduction with a handful of grades. Pauling had its first day on Wednesday, Rhinebeck on Thursday. Other districts plan to reopen for in-person instruction for some of its students next week. Even those districts that plan an aspect of in-person instruction, though, still will mix in hybrid learning for most of the students. Many families across the county opted to remain participating in distance learning rather than take any chances of being exposed to COVID-19. Connecticut labor officials estimate 250,000 unemployed workers who lost their jobs due to COVID-19 will be eligible to receive up to $1,500 in extra unemployment benefits, according to the Department of Labor this week. FEMA approved Connecticut for disaster relief aid, and it's being made available to states and territories to provide payments for lost wages to eligible individuals. New York State is weighing mandatory flu shots at school for children. The nation's decrease in positive coronavirus cases is a scam after a recent change in federal state testing guidelines, according to Governor Cuomo, and said the state is weighing a mandatory flu vaccine for children to return to school. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced it would no longer recommend COVID-19 testing for individuals who had been exposed to the disease but were not experiencing symptoms. The changes were President Donald Trump's political ploy, and U.S. states are participating, according to Cuomo. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 27,743.00, the NASDAQ at 11,332.75, and the S&P 500 at 3372.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.